Happy Good Pastor Sunday. It's Father David Nix, and behind me is the Mediterranean. Once again, I find myself pretty close to the conflict. I'm about 500 miles from Jerusalem here in the Mediterranean, and I'm actually on a boat. I was listening today to Dr. Taylor Marshall's podcast, Should Christians Support Israel? And I just want to give the shorter version of that. There is a theology out there called dispensationalism. Dispensationalism was a 19th century phenomenon that really died out, but it got resuscitated around 1948 at the creation of the State of Israel. Basically, dispensationalism goes like this. It teaches, and this is a heresy, but this is just what it teaches. God chose the Jews. That part's true, but hang on to the bad part. God chose the Jews, which is obviously true, but it wasn't the foreshadowing and the ramp up essentially for the New Testament. It was always plan A, and then Catholicism, Christianity, was this concessionary plan B, the parentheses that kind of just held the place to maybe bring some of the truth to some of the nations or all the nations, but then at the end of time, say the dispensationalists, God will revert to plan A, which is for Israel to have a state and for there to be the rapture and ultimately the pre-tribulation rapture and then the end of the world. And that's what you have those movies with Kirk Cameron, and they're all about being left behind. That's the rapture. So Kirk Cameron in the movies, those are the ones I grew up with. I didn't watch all of them. I watched one of them. I thought it was silly even as like an 18-year-old. But that is the notion of dispensationalism, that God essentially needs this state of Israel to establish an earthly reign. And again, this was a heresy. The dispensationalist heresy really almost died out. But what happened at the establishment of the State of Israel in 1948 is it got resuscitated, and many evangelicals got behind this. And this is why we have a very strange situation in the United States, that many rich evangelicals essentially are banking on Israel in this conflict. That I just did a little Google distance thing. It's exactly 500 miles from me here in the Mediterranean. Jerusalem is. And so I'm just giving you some theology. I'm not really going to weigh in on the politics of this whole thing. It's getting a little windy on the, what is this called, the bow or deck? I'm such a landlocked man, I don't even know what the back of a boat is called. But here's the point is, before the establishment of the State of Israel, Pope St. Pius X said, we cannot stop, or maybe it was Pius XII, I'm pretty sure it was Pius X, he said, we cannot stop the Jews from establishing a State of Israel or going to Israel, but we will have priests there to baptize them all. Very politically incorrect, but if you go and listen to Dr. Taylor Marshall's podcast, he shows from the book of Romans, especially chapters 9 to 11, as well as Galatians, that there is only one tree. There's only one true religion. In the Old Testament, that was Judaism. And instantaneously, at the tearing of the temple, the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus, that one same religion fulfilled is Catholicism. There's no, you know, after the, I thought this for a long time through seminary. I basically thought after the resurrection of Christ, you had the hyper-true religion, which was Catholicism, and the semi-true religion, which is Judaism. And it's just not true. There's only one straight line through all of history, that is divine revelation. And this is where we, as Catholics, should pray for and evangelize every Jew and Muslim on the planet so that they can be baptized and be saved. We should pray for peace, for sure, in the Middle East, but I would caution you against taking sides, because our goal is the salvation of souls. You know, if you look at a beach, one grain of sand equals 100 years. And then, or this is my analogy, imagine you're looking at a beach and one grain of sand is 100 years of your life. That entire beach doesn't even come close to how long you're gonna spend in heaven or hell. And Jesus paid that price on the cross. It's transmitted through the sacraments. And we stay in the boundaries of cooperating with that grace through the magisterium of the Catholic Church. So even though peace in the Middle East is very important, nothing is important. Nothing is as important as the salvation of souls. And this is why Pope Pius said, we can't stop you from going to Israel, but we're going to be there with priests to baptize every one of you. Now, he warned against modernism. He probably had no idea that in 100 years, most priests wouldn't even think baptism's necessary for salvation. That's where we are right now. That's the crisis in the church right now. It's worse than the Arian crisis. But if you're listening to this, you're probably not a modernist, and you understand that we want everyone to go to heaven by the blood of Jesus, transmitted through the sacraments, and the faith and morals keep us cooperating with God's grace. And it's only by God's grace we can get to heaven. It's not enough to be a good person. And so I really believe that the evangelicals, who we obviously stand with in the United States on pro-life stuff, standing often against the pokey poke stuff, the reason they're so pro-Israel is because deep inside their blood, whether they know it or not, there's some dispensationalism there, believing we gotta support Israel. I'm not saying I'm obviously on the side of Iran with this stuff going on, because I think that religion is one of the most satanic in the world. I'm saying we want them all to go to heaven, and that's the thing we have to really be praying for in this conflict. Yes, peace, but primarily the salvation of souls, that God would send priests on this good pastor Sunday, bonus pastor Sunday, to the Middle East to bring the Arabic and the Jewish people, they're actually both Semites, if you look at the definition of Semite, those who descend from Shem, graft them back on to that one tree, and that grafting happens through baptism, that free gift of God, as he wishes all to be saved on the bonus pastor Sunday. God bless you.